Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, I'm Jen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get into the show, can we just take another minute to obsess over Laura Mercier?
Oh my God, that was such a wonderful episode. Can I say that?
I'm bringing her energy and her vibes to like my life this week. Like the good vibes. Like the kindness. I don't know.
She the kindness just, as opposed yes. to the meanness.
Hello, have you been online? Like, come on. Oh. I don't know. I just feel
like. You're
a
kind person.
I know I am, but I just feel like sometimes when you're in the beauty industry and you're keeping up on all the news, it's like drama. Like, duh. And oh, she God, just so gives stupid. Me this like, I don't know. She had a very grounding way of looking at this crazy industry that we're in.
Oh my God. Well, I mean. It's the way. You can't play in that space. It's so stupid.
The negative space.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, talking about good vibes, I had a wonderful experience that I want to share with you. I got a facial. I got the most amazing facial.
I feel like we've started guys, the last three episodes guys, with just getting
I know,
a facial.
I actually did think, I was like, is there going to be like a backlash or like a mean iTunes review? Like, I can't stand this girl. She just cool. opens up, thanks. Blah, blah, blah.
You got another facial.
Out of touch.
No, I love hearing your stories. I just like the way you tell stories, so I think people don't mind that.
All right. Okay, well, so if they do, there's another podcast out there. Okay, so listen. I went to the fashion group international luncheon. I was very honored. So I want to say thank you to the fashion group. Very honored to present their rising... They have the Rising Star Awards, and they were giving one for beauty, okay? And I was very excited to present to a former Razor One winner, Saints and Sinners Hair Care, wonderful husband and wife team they won. They were so sweet. And by the way, what a man. The husband gave this really sweet speech, and then he said, like, I like married my rising star like 20 something years ago. It was super sweet. It wasn't corny. It actually like made me really like melty and know, super sweet. So very nice, like family business. But anyway, the point I wanted to share with you was all of these people, by the way, they weren't all like I said, husband and wife. They weren't young kids, all ages, some of the, like, the men's designer was like a cutie, like 20-something-year-old, or he seemed young. Then I told you, husband and wife. Then there was a former telephone repairman who has now got the one, the rising star accessories designer. He makes shoes. He went and started designing shoes in, like, middle age, obviously. All these cool people. And the vibes in the room were so supportive. And the menswear designer, his name was Teddy. He was like, we're the new generation. I'm paraphrasing you, Teddy, so I'm sorry. He is like, we all have to, like, hold each other up. We're the new class. Teddy Von Ransen. So look him up. He makes the chicest menswear. I wanted to be like a man to wear. I mean, because you can wear his stuff if you're a woman, yeah, or any gender too. Sorry, Teddy. Don't mean to, like, box you in. Teddy Von Ransen.
You took his message to heart. It's an, yeah, open and loving.
No, I just, like, his clothes are freaking awesome. He was just like, we're like, we got to, like, stick together. We're like all, we're the new generation. And I was just thinking, I felt this, like, sense of, like, unity and, like, support in the room all together. And I was like, I do feel this way with beauty a lot, because I know that a lot of kinship with my editor friends, when I go to beauty events, I feel like, yeah, these are my people. But sometimes I gotta be honest, guys. I feel like that way because I've been in the industry a long time and I have friends and I love this industry. But I definitely feel sometimes a bit of snipiness in the industry, or like, this person's campaign sucks, or...
Can I posit something here?
Yeah.
Do you think it was because you guys were, as the kids say, IRL? Like, humans in a room.
I like what
you're saying. Because a lot of the snipiness, hello, Tarte, that whole controversy that's been going on, which I can get into.
Well, but there are obviously many layers to that controversy.
Right.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know the details of the influencer who says she was slighted for racial reasons for Tarte. Like, I actually just... I don't get into the gossip as much, partially because, like you, I want to look for the positive side of things.
Yeah.
But I'm more talking about when humans are in a room together. Even the Tarte's an example for that. I bet you if you got Maureen Kelly and the influencer and the other people, all the players in a room, it would get hashed out in a good fashion. And people could say their piece and feel good about why they're hurt, talk to another human about why they're hurt, and, like, have a real conversation. But these days, these things play out on freaking Twitter and TikTok with a huge audience, and there's this anonymity of social media that gives carte blanche to act like a jerk that you would never do in person. And so you were in person in a room.
In person, in a room, different ages, different races, different stages of careers, people who were just coming up, and just coming up, like, at age 50 and just coming up at, you know, people who were just out of FIT or, you know, who knows. You know,
yeah, there was no jadedness.
There was
the
a lot
crowd.
Of no jaded, but then also, like, I wasn't actually thinking about saying this because I forgot about this, but Nigel Barker, former Fat Mascara guest, when he was doing his speech, like, there were people who were more in their careers presenting.
Yeah.
Like, I was very, again, honored to present, but then there were also people like Nigel Barker, Patricia Field, Patricia Field was honored, who were talking at the podium, and Nigel Barker said he was talking about community, and he was like, I look out at the community, he's like, I see Mickey Boardman from Paper, who gave me, like, my first job.
Oh,
I see Pat Field. I see Stefano from, you know, W. He's like, this is community, and you will see, he's like, nobody gets anywhere without support, like, bumping into people. You're all going to see the same people, kind of like, he didn't say like them or not, I'm saying this, but, like, you're all going to, like, you need
community.
Each other.
It's like the real community, like back in the day when we were all in person and you knew only 200 people in your life and there was no machine that connected you and you had to actually talk to them.
And
yeah,
obviously, if you're just a beauty fan and you're not in the industry, so to speak, if you're just a beauty fan, you're like, well, I don't give a crap about some fancy pants person. Like, I can say what I want. That's fine. Maybe you're not saying, like, oh, I'm not in your community. But I'm just saying, like, there's a tenor of, I don't know. I'm kind of losing the plot here as I'm talking.
No, I get what you're saying. But also this, it is interesting.
I think you should speak your mind. I'm not saying everybody be nice for the sake of
no.
being
No, and does this social media, like, in grouping happen because people want to be part of this industry? Like, social media does have its positive sides that it connects to people that would never be connected. Like, a founder gets to talk to a customer they never would have talked to otherwise, whereas the people in that room were all the founders or whatever. But it's just nice to see businesses supporting other businesses, I think. Entrepreneurs supporting other entrepreneurs.
I think sometimes people feel like it's easier to be heard if they're saying something negative.
Yes.
versus it's like true. Love your shadow.
It's so true.
I don't know.
In my end days in magazines, it was even like, you're not going to get clicks for a story about like, I really like this blush. It was like, you had to make it about like, does this blush test on animals? And it also makes my face turn orange. Click on it now.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, that's why I like that we've built this little community where like we can keep it positive.
Yeah. So anyway,
deep thoughts in the Fat Mascara studio this afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I don't know.
No, I love that. And congrats on presenting. I think that's really cool. And Saints and Sinners. Yes, I remember I raised a wand to their Velvety Conditioner back in the day.
It was gorgeous cool. Brand. Yeah, it's had to be hard to have a family business. So good for them. Yeah, they were so cool.
Well, All right. We have other news. It's been a busy week in beauty. We have lots to talk about, and we have wands to raise and things to do. Shall we get into this week's episode? Let's do it. Okay, it's time for the news. I got a facial. Just kidding. I love it. You know what I did do this week? And this is my first time. So Dyson has a new tool and it's called the Dyson Air Straight. So I got a little preview of it. Actually, my stylist works with them, John Raymond. So like he was the guy doing the previews, which was funny because we just got to catch up. But I know you guys love these tools. Everybody talks about them. I went away with
my
girlfriend.
Loses their damn mind with these tools.
They lose their mind. It's like a new, I don't know, stereo dropped or something. My friend has the Air Wrap, which, you know, is like $599. Yeah. She and her daughter split it. It was like a gift for Christmas. Like her husband gave it to both of them because it was like, all right.
That's so
you know?
Funny.
So they have to like take turns. So she was allowed to bring it on our trip, whereas her daughter had to go like a weekend without it. It was so cute. And I was using it and I was like, this is great. This is amazing. But the thing that's sort of missing in the Dyson line, which is what this Air Straight is, if you guys have like seen it and or thinking about it, is it's a wet to dry straightener. So what it does is it takes you from wet hair, then blow dries the hair, and then as if you blue dried it, and then also ran a straightening iron over
it,
but in one step.
It's going to give you like a blowout?
It gives you a blowout, but like from wet to the straight without the brush, the whole rough dry first, then the smoothing with the flat iron. And it's not like a...
Is it going to give you like as if I went to like a blow-up bar and give me the blow dry?
No, because you're getting a quote-unquote natural straight. If you wanted that like loopy round brush blowout, you would then use an Air Wrap. What this is really good for, personally, I don't think I would use it because like my hair blows out real easy. But if you have like a 2C and above, or you're someone with curly hair who likes to straighten it, and you know you have to first dry it, right? Maybe a rough dry with like a paddle brush, maybe a round dry, but not that smoothing blow dry. You just have to first get the curl out. And then you go back in with your flat iron to get the smooth straight hair. Like the time commitment for that, all of that happens in one.
Mm.
It's crazy. So if you have like very curly hair and you want to straighten your hair every day, oh my God, it happens so quickly.
Okay.
The weirdest part is it's not hot. So like you're not getting damage. So you clamp it down and it has like this haptic feedback. So you feel like a straightener, like it feels like it's closing, but it actually never closes on your hair. Two blades of air just hit your hair from either side. And then you run it down and it's both blow drying and straightening at the same time. Like, can you picture it? And so—
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't have super curly hair, you set it at 175 degrees. So that's what they did for me. And it was the weirdest thing because like soaking wet hair, two passes later, literally, what is that, 10 seconds, came out dry and straight, but not hot, which freaked me out. I almost was like, I wanted it to be warm. You know that feeling when they let it out?
I like the feeling of warm.
I know, but of course you know that feeling is damage, right?
Don't
like,
tell me that.
Oh, cool. I just ironed my hair. Like you don't want to put that much heat on your hair. It was so weird to me. It felt like muscle memory not to have hot hair coming out of a straightener. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know.
Anyway, so it's cheaper than the Air Wrap.
Can I add it just for fun?
So you could go up a little bit in warmth. It goes all the way up to, I think, 285. So you could do the wet mode where you're like going from wet hair. Or if your hair is already dry, but it's not straight and you want to straighten it, you can use it like a straightener. There's that mode and the little boost mode. But yeah, it just doesn't damage your hair. It's it's weird when you first use it. But if you have curly hair, I'm telling you, this thing will probably change your life. It didn't change my life. But if you have curly hair, whew. I also used it on textured hair, and I got to do a textured blowout. Oh my God, silky. Like, you get it straight. You might still want like a hot press or something like after for like this shiny, but I was impressed. And it's cheaper than the Air app. Still $4.99. So it's a commitment. But like, I was just thinking time savings for some of you people out there, all of you girls and guys who want to get straight hair from curly hair, like, it might save you some time. Anyway, Dyson, what's up? P.S. Side note, did you know they make headphones with a built-in air filter?
Seems unnecessary.
It looks insane when people have it on. It's headphones, and then around your mouth, you look like a bionic, like,
oh, for your mouth.
Yeah. So, like, if you're on the airplane, you're listening to the music, and then you're breathing through. It's insane. It's insane. I can't give that my stamp of approval yet. I haven't tried it, but I'll give the air straight. Okay. Oh, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. May is. We're halfway through it here. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but beauty was like all in on mental health awareness. There were so many campaigns. One that caught my eye was CocoKind. They did their Bold Enough pledge. Basically, remember the Bold Glamour filter?
Yes.
Actually, we talk about that on the upcoming interview. Anyway, everybody knows this can't be good for us, right? To have these bold glamour filters. So CocoKind did this Bold Enough pledge, basically like, don't use the bold glamour pledge. You're good enough as you are.
Just say no to bold glamour.
Yeah, yeah. I do like a philanthropic tie-in. They're donating 100% of the proceeds from their ceramide serum in May.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, to Half the Story, which is a nonprofit organization that says it's on a mission to empower the next generation's relationship with tech. So like, how can we use tech? I think this theme keeps coming up on the show. How can we use tech in a way that is mentally healthy, that doesn't feel like it's taking our jobs and taking over our lives and making us mad at everyone? So that's what they're doing. But they shared this stat that I thought was interesting when they put out this Bold Enough pledge. 61% of teens said beauty filters make them feel worse about their appearance. This is according to a 2021 survey. So my question, though, as I look at all these campaigns for mental health awareness and tech safety and social media kindness from these beauty brands is like, is the beauty industry the right ones to be taking up this cause? The beauty industry's biggest marketing tool is social media, and filters are unavoidable on social media. And they're literally selling products that are like filter powder or like the filter serum to make you look filtered. Do you think it's hypocritical?
I think you bring up a really, really, really fabulous point. We're talking about like how terrible social media is, but then we're creating products that mimic the effects of social media. I don't think beauty can get around using social media because it's like,
me neither, but it feels like if you're going to take up a cause, it's like we invented this problem in a way. Like, you make these products to help us feel like we look like prettier, like the people on social media, and now you're giving us the like
the waggy solution, the finger wag.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels hypocritical. It would be like the plastics industry being like, here's how to, you know, make the environment safer, which they do too. It's like these.
Oh, I thought you meant plastic surgery.
Plastics like packaging. Like, hey, use plastics. It's 30% thinner. This great new thing. It'll help the environment. Side note, we ruined the environment with plastic.
But Poland Spring, yeah.
I don't know if that's me that it's. I love these kind of campaigns because I think it's good to have the awareness that I want to give money to these causes, but sometimes it strikes me as funny that it's beauty companies doing it. I have to be honest.
I don't think it's a good idea to throw your hands up and be like, well, we're terrible anyway. Like, it's like when people I get really upset when people
just give up.
Yes. Like, I cannot stand when somebody, and I get very careful about.
I know what you're going to say. Is it about animal testing when people are like, well, I don't know, so I'm just going to, you know.
No, anything with animals. Like for somebody who's just like, yeah, like if I'm like, oh, well, you know, I say like I'm vegetarian or like I really hate this, you know, this thing with animals. And be like, well, you know what? You know, the world's going to keep spinning anyway. Or like I wear leather shoes and then they'll just take a big old bite of the burger or like they will, they don't care. They feel like any effort doesn't matter. So why not just like, let it all burn to hell. And I never say like, you have to be a perfect anything. I think if you want to be a meatless Monday person, or if you want to think, try your hand at this, or you want to do cruelty free this, or whatever it is, that's fantastic. Like, this is why people get so angry with people who are, it's like, oh, I hate, people are like, oh, I hate vegan people because they think that they're like crazy people. No, it's like, just do the best you can.
Like, you could be militant about beauty marketing is destroying teen girls' confidence, but it's also like, this is part of our life. We're humans. We look at each other. We like to feel good about ourselves. So at least put some nuance in the conversation and push back on things that really are bad, like bold enough.
Yeah, like any step in the right direction, I am like grateful for. So if a beauty company is like, you know what, maybe this isn't the best thing.
That's why I talked about it. I wanted to share that on the news because I was supportive of it. But as I was like thinking about it and writing my notes for it, I was like, is this hypocritical? But I think it could be both.
But it might be. And like, it's like if somebody says to me, well, like, you wrote that article in 2010 for Cosmo and you did this. It's like, well, you know what? Like,
we evolve, we grow. Also, I hope nobody's doing that to you.
No, and I didn't work at Cosmo in 2010. But you know what I'm saying? It's like everybody is, I think, trying to do their best. And I love Cosmo. I picked Cosmo out of a hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could have been anything.
No, so take that pledge and also all of the mental health awareness campaigns that you've probably been seeing this month with a grain of salt, but also, trying to do good things.
What's that? Oh, okay, I'm going to don't let perfect be the enemy of good. That's the phrase I'm
Nailed
looking
it.
For.
Okay, moving on. Okay, I couldn't help but love this name. I just, sometimes I hate trend names. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I thought of that. Have you heard about Beast Mode fragrances?
No, what is that?
Beast Mode. Perfumery, we'd say perfumes with a large sillage, a beautiful veil, a cloud, a trailing essence that really have longevity. These are the perfumes that are created to stick around. Well, some people are calling them Beast Mode scents.
I feel like so behind the times. Thank you for
That's why you listen
me.
To Fat Mascara, so you can keep up
I
on
know.
All the
I
beauty
mean, that's
trends.
Why, thank God I'm here. That's the thing I'm a part of
okay.
Fat Mascara.
So the Beast Mode scents online that are getting like calling out as like Beast Mode. Okay, Paco Rabanne 1 million Elixir. Not the Elixir. Oh, and shit. Also, you know how Sauvage from Dior?
Yeah.
It's a strong one, but they also have an Elixir. So I'm like, yeah, people, the elixirs are always the eau de parfum with the oil, like bumped up a level. You're going to have the sillage. You're going to have that more. But also getting called out as a Beast Mode scent. I can't say it without, because I'm thinking of Atlas. Beast Mode. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he loves a video game. Francis Kirk de Jean's Baccarat Rouge 540.
Yeah, that is Beast Mode.
Beast Mode.
That is definitely, you want to be noticed.
And so I wanted to see if you could think of one. I was trying to think of other ones that haven't yet gotten the Beast Mode tag.
I was going to ask you, do you think Santal is a Beast Mode?
I mean, it has longevity. Part of the thing with Santal is it's so noticeable because everybody knows the scent. So because I pass people on the street sometimes that definitely I smell their fragrance and it's a big one, but like I don't know the name of it. So whereas Santal, you can like identify, it might be Beast Mode. You know what I was thinking about? Is it Joy? Fracas.
Oh, Fracas, Beast Mode.
Beast Mode. Like,
do you want to wear any, now that we put the word beast on anything, it's like, it takes the elegance out of.
Totally. Though this is not just a negative thing, though. Some people are thinking this is a positive because it's like you get your money's worth. You get your, oh, by the way, there was even a number on this. This came from, because I was reading about it in a trend report from Cosmetic Business. I'll link to it for you guys in the notes. But this is one of the trends for 2023. But that it's like 18 hours of longevity qualifies you for Beast Mode.
Okay, no, I love this. Who came up with this? Is this like a viral trend?
Yeah, online. I think it's, the trend is noticeable fragrances and people are loving that because fragrance is, big again and people, that 80s vibe of like excess, like we all came back from the pandemic. Well,
Tom Ford, Black Orchid. That is Beast Mode.
Beast Mode. So it's not a negative thing.
First time I remember smelling that scent, like not at a counter, was press, whatever, was, I don't remember the first time I smelled it, if it was at a counter or press or whatever, but was at a party. Like in real life, like smelling in real life, I'll never forget. It was like a birthday party And I went into the house and I smelled it and I was like, what's going on? And it was through the whole house and somebody was wearing it. It wasn't bad. It was nice. But it was like,
yeah,
this is
beast mode.
It was a beast mode. It filled the whole thing. Okay, another one, no longer in circulation, Gucci Rush. Remember that?
Gucci Rush had like a Baccarat Rouge quality to it. It was there was a heavy waxy floral gourmandness to it that really stuck. Oh, when I wore that to a club, actually everybody wore it to the club in like 2000.
That was 2000.
Remember, you know when like a body sweats?
Yeah,
beast mode sense when you get warm. Ooh ha! It's like it comes off you.
A couple more. This is fun. This is again old school. Angel.
Oh,
Mugler.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's pretty, but it's definitely beast mode and people polarizing beast mode. Flower bomb, polarizing beast mode.
Flower bomb? Maybe the flower bomb like parfum one, not the Eau de Toilette one.
No, that whole thing is beast mode for sure.
The whole thing. Yeah.
The whole thing. You spray one spray of it. It has patchouli in it. It's very beast
I've
mode.
Never worn it. I've only smelled it for work and things. So maybe I don't know that it sticks around.
It is a bomb. It is a flower
bomb. It's a bomb.
Give me one more beast mode. This is really fun. I feel like you've landed on something that I'm not going to like stop talking about.
I don't tend to wear beast mode scents other than Baccarat Rouge, which I still love. Yeah.
A lot of Killians are bombs. Beast mode.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a Figuera one, the Figuera 1831 that's like, it's Cactus Azul. And when I put it on, I'm like, whew, I don't know how long, I don't think 18 hours. I wouldn't call it beast mode. It's just certain notes.
Oh my God. Okay. If you have any beast mode scents that you want to DM us
about. Oh, I'll post
it
on Instagram. I want to hear what people think of beast mode fragrances.
Yeah, send us. Yeah, we're not afraid. We're fearless here. Okay.
Yeah.
What else? Any more?
Last thing. I skipped a couple weeks on a science corner, so just have a little something for you. Let's all go over to the science corner, shall we?
with a silage in our wake. A fragrance trail. I just pictured a bunch of little kids walking over to the science corner, just like fragrance trailing behind them.
Well, here they are. You know why? Because they're here to learn about a new study from the Journal of Cosmetic Dermatology that found real skin improvements from a supplement. I'm always skeptical of supplements without a published
paper. I want to know which ones actually work.
Well, this one does. This is a lycopene supplement called Lycomato, Lycomato. It's a tomato extract. So you get the lycopene, but there's also tocopherols and some other good ingredients from the tomato that are in there. So here's what they found. I believe the researchers that worked on this were sponsored by the company, but I like that the company spent the money to do this clinical that passes muster. After 4 weeks of use, people saw a 25% reduction in fine lines around the eyes. But after 12 weeks of use, so 3 months of taking this supplement, they saw a 41% reduction in eye wrinkles. I'm like, okay. And then personally, that was with like experts looking at your face. So that's like objective. Personally, 71% of participants saw improved skin tone. And then back to objectively, the main benefit from this is a reduction in transepidermal water loss that they measured. So after taking this for 3 months, 9% reduction. Yeah. TEWL, TEWL. I remember when I first learned about that as a beauty editor. I was like,
so excited.
New acronym. 9% reduction in TEWL, which means your skin is more hydrated. So you're getting like better texture, better tone, and better hydration from a supplement. If you're into supplements, I can support this. I can support this, and it's not an expensive one. You can get it at iHerb or whatever. It comes from a different brand. It's not like a branded, fancy little gummy that you spent $72 on the bottle of it. It's a tiny pill. So I'll link to the study. The supplement is called Lycomato. What's funny to me is actually when you look in like the vitamin stores and everything, this is always marketed as a prostate health. So I feel like a lot of people would just look over that because, you know, a lot of vitamins and supplements have multiple benefits. So like you would never think to take that for your skin. You know, you're going to go to like skin gummies by whatever brand, but it's a less expensive way to get better skin. I'm into that. Lycomato.
Me too. Nice.
Also Lycomato and beast mode. I don't know why this is reminding me of Mario Brothers and my stepson, but it is. Okay. On that note, you want to go raise some wands?
Let's raise a wand. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we
mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. And guess what? We've got one from Perth. That's right, all the way from Perth. I would love to go to Perth. And it's from... what? Why are you laughing? No, I just... It's a place I would love to go to Australia. Have you been to Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, must be nice.
It was for work. It was for work. I didn't get to go for long enough.
Oh, so then you probably flew pretty nice. Pretty
story for another time.
Okay, well, let's go visit Claudia right now in Perth.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name's Claudia, and I'm calling from Perth in Western Australia. Also, I'm talking really quietly because my toddler's asleep, but I had to call in when you asked for the summer scents that we're all loving. So we're in autumn at the moment, but we're going into winter, and obviously being Australia, we have a lot of warm weather. So summer scents is kind of where it's at most of the time here. So I had two scents that I wanted to raise a wand to. One's more of a Jen and one is definitely more of a Jess. So the first is Comme des Garçons Play Green. I describe this as like a herby, minty green scent. The notes are spearmint and lime and juniper and basil, but it wears down to this like base of vetiver and cedar. I love this because I wanted a perfume that made me feel like I'd just gone out to the garden and grabbed a handful of fresh mint and herbs. And this is that. This is that, like, in a bottle. It reminds me a lot of You or Someone Like You by that brand, which I'm going to butcher, Etat de l'Orange, which that was actually my wedding scent, but I found it doesn't have much staying power, and this Comme des Garçons one has awesome staying power. The second scent is by a brand called Who is Elijah, and it's an Aussie brand, but it is stocked in the US, and the scent is called Her, and this gives me a similar feel to the Comme des Garçons, but it has some citrus and floral notes, so it's a bit less herby, a bit more floral, and it gives you that same feeling that like you've just been in the garden. And if that's the kind of thing that you would like to feel during summer, I can highly, highly recommend these scents. So yeah, hope that they help someone find a new summer perfume, and looking forward to hearing everyone else's, really. I might pick up a new scent for my summer. Thanks for making the pod every week, guys. I love listening to it and can't wait to hear more. Bye.
Claudia, thank you. I love when people leave us razor wands and they're like, I feel like it's more for Jess. I feel like it's more for Jen. By the way, Claudia, you did not distinguish which fragrance was for which of us. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that I was the first scent you talked about.
I actually liked your scent then because I thought I was interested in it.
They both sound fabulous though. And also, sorry for not, I mean, I think I do reference this often. I know we have a lot of listeners in Australia and I know that it's winter there, but even when it's winter in certain cities, it's still pretty warm. So your summer scents are spot on.
You always remind me when it's like winter in other cities. I'm like, it's summer now. You're like, for some people.
Well, because I look at our, you know, not all of our listeners get grabbed by this program that analyzes like the insights, but I get to see which cities and countries we have big listenerships in. So every time I do, I'm like, oh, right. Like 40% of our listeners are below the equator. So, you know, we have a lot of listeners in Indonesia as well and in South Africa. So yeah. So anyway, I love this homework. Can we all agree we need to hear more summer scents?
We need more summer
scents. They don't need to be green. I know I always say green, fresh, whatever. Like, what are you doing? Is there gourmand? Is there marine? Is there amber? Can you do amber in warm weather?
I'm going to give a super extra double credit. There's no prize it though. There's no real prize. A homework assignment. Okay, ready? I want an aquatic scent that doesn't smell like a fucking bathroom. That doesn't smell
why?
Like
Jess
some
and I
awfully
know why.
Decorated
do you remember,
bathroom.
Do you remember? Oh, yeah, because it looks like it's those little glass pebbles that like Mrs. Brown down the street had in her weird dusty bathroom that were soaked with that marine aquatic scent. Why do people think bathrooms need to be marine aquatic? And now forever, we associate that. Jess, when you were talking to our guest Elizabeth Renstrom about the raspberry scent from Bath & Body Works and how it's forever linked in your mind, I didn't bring this up because it was a little bit déclassé, and also I just wanted to keep the podcast going. There is a marine aquatic Calgon spray.
Why start now?
Well, because I keep it real with the listeners. I'm not going to get too gross. But there was, in college, I had friends that lived across the hall in a four quad with one bathroom for the four girls, and they had this Calgon spray, and it was a very marine aquatic scent. It was a watery floral. I want to say water lily was in there, but then there might have been one of those, not a salt note, but
going.
Like,
I know where you're going.
Anyway, whoever's spray this was, they could never wear it on their body anymore because it became the bathroom deodorizing spray. So you use the bathroom and then someone would spray this Calgon spray. It was like morning something. I can't remember the name of it. It was blue. And like to this day, I think that's when my thing began with like against aquatic marine scents. And it's such a bummer because there's some beautiful aquatic marine scents out there.
Are there, Jen?
I don't know. You guys tell us because it feels right for summer and we don't want to feel like we're spraying bathroom deodorizer.
Actually, there's one.
There's probably like an Arquiste scent or like Aedes de Venustis does marine.
There's one. Issey Miyake is watery. And that is a beautiful scent. Like L'Eau de Issey.
L'Eau de Issey is definitely a watery. But to me, that's like a watery floral. It's not an aquatic. But no, yeah, it's aquatic. And what is that aquatic accord that like, it's such funny, watery. Like, what does that even mean in perfume? But like, everybody knows what it means. There's certain watery florals. They're dewy, fresh. There's like a salty mineral quality sometimes that gives it. Anyway, maybe that's your summer scent. I want to hear your summer scents. But if we find one, because I'm going to try them. If you tell Jess and I, this is a marine scent I think you guys can get behind, I will try it. I am open-minded.
If the Fashion Group International had a Rising Star Award and the entrepreneur had a watery scent, I would have walked off.
You're not going to be open. We're so positive about all beauty. Like, yeah, to each your own. Unless you want a watery marine scent, in which case, leave it in your bathroom. I don't want it. Beast mode.
No. Beast mode. Oh, my God. We need to stop recording.
No, beast I'm mode scents, like, by the way, I don't think a watery aquatic floral. They don't have sillage. They are very flash off. Small molecules. Remember we learned when I interviewed the candle perfumer that the heavier molecules stick around. They sink down to the bottom of the room. So that's why you can't get the citruses and the wateries to like be sillage. They're not going to be beast mode. They're just not beast mode notes.
By the way, I would fully support any creator that came up with a beautiful watery. I just want to meet them.
Okay.
I want to meet
Here's
them.
Here's your challenge, small entrepreneurs. Make us a watery... An aquatic marine fragrance.
Didn't Elizabeth not like wateries either?
She didn't, but I know a lot of people do. I feel like we put this on people when we talk about this, like we trigger this in people and they're like, oh yeah, maybe I don't like watery scents either. When you could love them. L'Eau de Issey is gorgeous.
It's
objectively a beautiful, well-made perfume.
Wait, I'm looking this up. Hold on. I'm going to do one more.
I think D&G Light Blue is another one that a little bit heavier, but like there's an aquatic note in there. There's something salty going on.
Oh, D&G Blue?
Yeah, yeah. Because the floral's in that one. Anyway, the homework continues to be summer scents. Bonus credit from Jess. She'll call you. She'll do, what's that thing where people pay to get like have a celebrity come leave them a birthday message?
Cameo? I'm not at Cameo level.
I'm doing it. If you convince us with a marine scent, I'm going to make Jess send you a video. So, all right, let's raise our wands. I'm going to go because this product came out like maybe a month ago and I've been messing around with them. And I think it's finally worthy of a
raise. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, best watery, best aquatic fragrances. Ellis Brooklyn Salt, that is lovely.
I have smelled it. It's lovely. It's still not for me.
Okay.
I like a lot of her fragrances, but no. Have you seen the Urban Decay 24/7 ink eyeliners?
I haven't.
So the 24/7 glide on like their pencils are like... iconic, right? We've been using those for years. They stick around. They made a liquid liner. Looks like a little calligraphy pen. Comes in such fun colors. So, of course, I got all into the brown and black. Good long point that stays stiff. Good flow on the ink. The line stays there, doesn't get crumbly. But, like, I was messing around with the color. I put on a little bit of yellow. I did a tiny little tight line of it on my top line. And I was like, look at me trying to be Euphoria. Up in here at age 45. I was hitting it. I was like, and it stuck. And
there's
it just
no
looked
age
cool.
limit on this.
There absolutely isn't. So if you want to play with color and you like a liquid liner, I really raise a wand to those Urban Decay 24/7 inks. You feel like an artist when you're using them because they're just like a little calligraphy pen. Raise a wand. You're up.
Okay, raise a wand. So Jen and I have had like some afternoon meetings, and sometimes when, like virtual meetings, when she calls, I'm chomping on just some prepared foods. You guys know I'm not a great cook. And she said the other day, what are you chomping on? Looks good.
I don't think I said looks good. I did.
No, you did say looks good.
Okay.
You said looks good. Don't take that right back.
Okay.
And it was just a pasta salad from my friend Sam, as in Sam's Club. That's right. For busy working moms, I get a lot of my prepared food needs from Sam's. And no, they're not a sponsor.
Use code FATMASCARA.
I wish. If anybody knows the folks at Sam's, I would be so honored to be a sponsor from Sam's. So,
if
listen,
Sam's Club's in Australia. I feel like all of our non-American listeners, what the hell is Sam's Club?
Yeah, no, Sam's feels like American to a fault. My husband, I think he was a member before we moved to the city. And now that we moved to Hoboken and my daughter takes swim lessons outside of Hoboken, we're right by like a lot of these kind of larger shops. And my husband, one day he was like, he came home and he was like, got a Sam's Club membership. And I was like, sound effect, like boing. I was like,
you were
what?
Like, I have officially reached suburban momdom.
I know. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, it's great. And like, there's no like looking up. It was just like, yep.
No one's mad at that.
The deed is done. And he was so excited. And he was like, yeah, we got like some big, big toilet papers, big, you know, things. Anyway, the savings is out of control. And the prepared foods has blown my mind.
So what, do you know the name of your pasta salad?
It just has like kale, sun-dried tomatoes, swirly pasta, like fusilli.
All right, I'm going to find it online so we can tell people about it. Because, you know, hit or miss with some of these prepared foods.
Lake loves the, listen, like this is kind of a treat, but I thought you guys might like this. You know when you get like, you go to like a conference or like someplace fancy and they have cut fruit and it's like $45 for a tray at Sam's? We let her get that for fun. Because it's like $8.
Wait, you guys, Lake is the cutest. Last time I visited her, I was like, what can I bring for Lake? And in passing, Jess was like, well, she loves berries.
And she likes, yeah, that's her thing.
I wrapped up green grapes and strawberries. I put it in like a fancy sparkly bag.
Yeah.
You would have thought I gave her a freaking Disney doll. She pulls out the grapes. She was like, oh. Like, I love how much she appreciates
fruit.
Produce. Like, no.
Thank you for setting that stage, yeah.
Yeah, for kids to know, like, this didn't just appear at Sam's Club. It came from a tree and, like, learn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so a special.
So fruit is like a thing, yeah. So normally we would never buy that sort of stuff. That's insane.
Like the pre-cut. It looks all rainbow and pretty.
Yes. We tried to explain to her that we can do the same thing for half the price.
Oh, no.
And we would never buy that kind of stuff at King's down in Hoboken. You buy something like that, it's going to set you back like $30. But at Sam's, you can get the same thing for like $8, and it's like entertainment for the whole weekend. So anyway, I just wanted
for
to share.
For your 3-year-old daughter.
No, she loves it.
It's like a special treat. Like, oh, and now I get the pineapple. Yes. Now I get the half strawberry cut perfectly for me. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. I love that that's like, yo, fruit is nature's candy, right?
It's nature's candy, and it's very special.
Okay, good raise a wand, Sam's Club. Get that membership. Get that fruit tray. Get that
beauty sleep.
Do not
pay full price.
Mm-mm-mm. You'll sleep well. You'll sleep well because you know you saved money, Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Not this episode, not brought to you by Sam's Club.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.